Well, just as we found out last week that the $5 billion future fund basically had no money in it for the farmer, that this was, as the word suggested, future, and we're going to be sort of building things down the track, when if we keep going as we are, there'll be no farmers, there'll be no down the track. Well, now it even gets worse. You see, on the one hand, the Prime Minister declares drought his number one priority, then blames the states for the inadequacy of government drought responses. Listen to this. Answering a question yesterday from the opposition leader in question time, the Prime Minister claimed a 2018 agreement with the states made them responsible for certain drought responses. I quote the Prime Minister. The first of these components, this is this 2018 drought agreement, is to ensure direct financial support and assistance, as is the responsibility of the Commonwealth, under the National Drought Agreement. The first of those components is to ensure, see, it's like the Future Fund. You'd think, well, there we go. We'll get in and help the farmers. Direct financial support and assistance, as is the responsibility under the National Drought Agreement, which was revised and updated after the drought summit, which made it very clear it is the Commonwealth, this is the Prime Minister in question time, Commonwealth's responsibility, I mean, I've gone over this answer 100 times, to look after the income support and other financial assistance to farm households and those communities. Now, on the first hand, it says, the first of those components is to ensure direct financial support and assistance. Now, that's what I was asking. Assistance, direct financial support. So pay for the fodder, pay for the water, pay for the freight to keep the breeding stock alive, stop them being sent to slaughter, and if need be, introduce a hex scheme whereby you'll pay off the debt down the track. However, listen to this. This was yesterday in question time. So that part of the answer ended, made it very clear the Commonwealth's responsibility to look after the income support and other financial assistance to farm households in those communities. Here we go. Then he said, issues such as fodder subsidies and freight subsidies and the direct care of animals and others involved in the welfare of the farms themselves is the responsibility of the states and territories. Issues such as fodder subsidies and freight subsidies and the direct care of animals and others involved in the welfare of the farms is the responsibility of the states and territories. What the hell? Is the Prime Minister suggesting that if bushfires were raging across the nation, we'd be divvying up the responsibility to deal with them and give the states some here and some there? And this is why farmers won't be given any help for fodder, water and freight. The Prime Minister says it's the responsibility of the states and territories. So there you are. In case, farmers, you thought otherwise, you're abandoned, let's face it. The resources of the nation are not available to you. On another matter, I'm advised that the government will be putting the Farm Household Support Amendment Bill relief measures to the Senate. Farm Household Support Amendment Bill. Cop this. The government, in the bill, has capped the assistance to drought-stricken farmers to 4 years. Now, drought doesn't have a time limit. You look at communities like Longreach and Ilfracombe in Queensland, they've been in drought for 8 years. Now, Pauline Hanson will seek to amend the bill to repeal the 4-year time limit and make it open-ended with an exceptional circumstances certificate. In other words, the farmer in drought for more than 4 years under Pauline Hanson's amendment will claim exceptional circumstances and continue to access the piddling farm household support of about $250 a week. Pauline Hanson's amendment would reinstate almost 600 farmers who've been kicked off the assistance payments over the past 2 years. I can't believe any of this. There are approximately 6,600 farmers on the... It is actually $489 a fortnight. Don't use it all at once. $489 a fortnight. It's not even $250 a week. So this sums it all up. An answer in the House of Representatives Monday, October 22, a day in history. noted, quote, issues such as fodder subsidies and freight subsidies and the direct care of animals and others involved in the welfare of the farm is the responsibility of the states and territories. The Commonwealth vacates the field. It's astonishing. Then you've got the gall to introduce a farm household support bill in one of the worst droughts ever, and it limits the assistance to drought-stricken farmers to 4 years. So, we do have a crisis in this country. It's not a drought crisis. It's a crisis in government. We have a drought of empathy, a drought of understanding, a drought of compassion, a drought of decency, a drought of sensitivity, and a drought of care, and that drought has overtaken the federal government. The quiet Australians and their flock, literally, not metaphorically, their breeding flock, are being abandoned. I now understand why the government don't want to declare a national disaster. They're more worried about a budget surplus than they are about the farmers. You see, the budget surplus helps them play their political game, to stand at the dispatch box in question time and to gloat to the Labor Party, we've done something that you haven't, we've produced a budget surplus. Well, 2 points. The surplus won't be there for long because the collapse of the rural economy is going to have diabolical consequences on the nation's wealth. And the government is right. It has done something no other government in history has done. It's abandoned the nation's breeding stock. And while ever it continues to do so, it is signing a death warrant for rural Australia and perhaps a death warrant for itself. Because the Morrison government won't be forgiven for this betrayal.